I want to send a plea out there to everyone, because there's a thing that goes on in the summer, which is people doing marathons and people doing runs and things like that. I'm not against that. You know, you should post about those accomplishments. We need to change the term half marathon. It is the most degrading term for an incredible accomplishment ever. Certainly in this era of hearing every fucking news story, we can't not hear every news story. Certainly someone can type into Google, so-and-so ran 13.1 miles, which is half of a marathon, and we can just name it after some incredible feat of someone running from one place to half marathon. It makes it sound so lame. All right, let's start the show. Deepu.
This is Go to Help Podcast Molecular Saga, Mike edition of the Adam episode. Theme song by Freddie and Real, the Turnbucklers.
We can do impressions again. I can do Bane. I forgot Bane. You know, you guys know how to do Bane?
Let's hear your Bane.
Sean Connery into a cup. So, okay, I'll show you the transition here. This is, come, now you like killing as much as I do. I do it for Queen and Country. And then all of a sudden, if you do Sean Connery into a cup, you've got yourself Bane.
I've heard that before.
I was actually born in the darkness. You had an immigration form here. I wish you grew up in the dark. You visited your father in the darkness on weekends. So there you go.
Can I try?
No. Let's we are here today to get down to some real ethics. Here with me, I am, of course, award-winning documentarian and journalist Mike Fallick. Joining me is Joey, also known as ITHC.
Yes, thank you so much.
A man of considerable influence on Twitch. Joey, thanks
I'm
for
very
joining
famous.
Me. And
very
also
famous.
Here with us is Deepu, boy who looks like a burger.
Burger boy.
Burger boy.
I got your ground meat titties right here waiting for you.
We
you
have
throw some cheddar on them?
We have since Deepu's in a good mode. We have some housekeeping to get through. So right. A few weeks ago, Deepu says to me, I can't. Here's what he says to me exactly, Joey, before we get to our ethical debate. He goes, it's 1:30 a.m. And he says to me, my internet's broken. I can't send you the podcast files right now.
Oh, no.
Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I have a thing, Joey, where if someone lies to me, I know instantly. Not because I'm so smart, but because often when people... Here, I'll tell you a lie someone told to me that I wanted to bring up in the show later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A delivery guy is delivering food to me. I always tip delivery guys. Oh, super nice. Very hard job. I've done it. Okay? But he comes to me and he hands me a drink that I ordered and it's covered in tinfoil. Okay? And he apologizes to me that that they had to use tinfoil. Now, as a delivery guy, how do I know that's a lie? Because I wouldn't apologize for something my boss did. I would say my fucking idiot boss decided to give me, we didn't have tops, and so my idiot boss made me carry this around. I know you spilled the drink and put tinfoil on it, okay? Because if I came up with if my boss handed me, here's a coffee with tinfoil on it, drive it around in your car, I'd go, fuck you, I quit.
Or okay, Mike's yelling right now is giving him a lot of power in how the conversation sounds like it's going, but I do have a defense. So I want you to finish
it doesn't
your presentation.
I'm not saying anyone's in the wrong here. They
I
got
don't
me
even
my
know
drink.
Where Deepu lied yet. I don't even know.
Yeah. So here's the lie Deepu told me. He goes, my internet isn't working at 1:30 a.m. He goes, my internet's not working. I can't send the files. Deepu, mm-hmm. I put up a survey on Twitter. Everyone uh-huh. said you were just being fucking lazy.
That's a survey. Oh, whoa, is that how the
survey
world works?
Survey
says. Yeah, Family Feud. I'm going to be hung or not. Come on.
Vox Populous. They said you were being lazy. I presented
those women. Those women who were hung for being witches probably didn't like the surveys either.
Excuse me. We tried to drown them, and they drowned. And if they were witches, they would have survived. So exonerated. Exactly. You're welcome.
All right. So your survey says I'm full of shit.
Survey says
your people who are on your side, your followers. Of course,
they're
your
literally
followers.
Called followers. Deepu. Yeah. I presented thousands of too much because you stuck by your lie for a second, and I presented tons of logic. Here's what I
actually
did, Joey.
I stick by the truth, first of all.
I checked internet outspots, which you can check on the internet. None even close to Deepu. Did you know you could do
it's
that?
Like a crazy ex-girlfriend.
Who's your watch this, Joey? Who's your provider?
Mike's
Deepu?
Insane that way. He's
who's
insane
your,
this way.
Who's your provider, Deepu?
Verizon Fios.
Yeah, I checked the outages for both Time
My
Warner and Verizon.
My box was not powered properly. There was someone that fucked with a switcher and this like supplementary
so you had, no,
power.
Okay. So you had no power in your house?
No, the
okay. So what does that mean?
Had no power. A certain socket had no power. I didn't realize that was the issue. My Fios
extension
router.
Extension cords.
Yeah, I mean it was it had to be that certain socket had to
so
be.
So what did okay, but Joey, so, here's where okay. here's my now, here's my felling blow. Here's my strike that takes him down.
And
what
I have
you
a
do?
Counter.
What
I have a counter.
So 1:30 at night is when you found out. How?
No, next day is when I fixed it.
No, 1:30 at night is when you said my internet's not working. So at 1:30 at night your internet stopped working. Okay, so it had been 2 days before that.
It had been not working for a couple of days.
So you had no well, that's horseshit because you streamed in between the time that we recorded.
Poor signal, spotty. It was spotty, and then it dropped.
Okay, and so what did you do the rest of the night? You don't have cable.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't on my computer. I actually don't remember what night this was. This was fucking 3 weeks ago.
Oh, of course.
And
I'm calling bullshit, yeah. Deepu.
Sounds like horseshit, doesn't it?
Okay.
It sounds like horseshit.
Smell it
Deepu,
from here.
Just
from the beginning.
I thought, okay, yeah, oh great, another mob wants to have me dead. Whatever.
No, I don't want you dead, defense. But you forgot. You were lazy.
What pissed me
and
off.
Then, and then you were going to bed.
Okay, here's what happened. My internet router was not working. I fucking promise you. Okay? And then you get a text from me.
An iMessage from you.
Yeah, an iMessage. And you were like, oh, you are clearly on Wi-Fi. You can send it. That's what that was your retort.
Yeah.
No. What happened there was my phone connected to a nearby router that's slower.
What is it, Star Trek? What nearby router? What are you talking
about?
There's
a router upstairs. I'm in a new building.
Who's
the
is it yours? Are you Tony Stark? Do you have a router upstairs in case something goes wrong?
No, my neighbors.
Their password.
Yeah, they were cool with it. When I first moved in, they gave it to me. It was like very oh yeah, you use your internet, no big deal. They don't really care about.
Hi, here's a pie, and here's our Wi-Fi password. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and so Deepu, you have the same phone you had when you moved in.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wait, are you?
Yeah,
no,
this is.
I moved
there's
like
a lot of holes in this. There's
I moved
a lot of
like
holes
2 months ago,
this.
Mike. I don't know if you know that. I don't live in the same place anymore.
Mike, anyway. Comment.
My comment would be, I don't. I mean, I could find those neighbors. I really could.
Yeah, that's,
and
that's
kill
what
them
you have
probably.
To do. Since you
I
went
see where this
process.
Is going.
Of looking up his the downed areas in his area, you might as well just call the.
What did you
the
do
neighbors.
The rest of the night? That's the question, is what
on
were
this,
you doing?
I,
what were you
honestly?
Doing? Either, see, here's the thing, is you weren't frustrated enough. Either, before we even get to the conversation, either you're just fucking lazy, and you'd be like, Mike, I've been trying to send this to you for 3 hours, and like, it hasn't worked, and I'm so annoyed I don't have internet. Or, you were doing fucking shit, and then you gave, and then you remembered right before you went to bed at 1:30.
Does this get to be your whole episode? I actually had to plan social media topics,
I have
you
a
to just yell.
I have a topic, but the point is, were you just fucking lazy?
Okay, I think I was like 3 days late with that file, right?
Yeah, already.
Okay, yeah, okay. So those first 3 days, I was just fucking around.
Great, that's all I need to hear.
But there was a whole day.
Give him a chance.
There was a whole day when I was trying to fix my internet, and I was trying to get it back to you.
You were so nonchalant. You were not annoyed at all.
I
don't think this
I'm not
is
a complainer.
Evidence.
I'm not a complainer. I'm not going to go whining to you.
Even now. But even now, though, you're not like, oh, Mike, you have to believe me. It was so annoying. Like, I was. You're not upset. This is not the voice of a man who was upset.
Just went straight defense. Yeah, you just went straight defense, Deepu. And that's where I could see as a person from the outside.
If you saw the fucking assault of texts I got the next day from Mike.
To be fair, I say this to people sometimes. I went full Dr. House Sherlock Holmes on him. I listed every piece of evidence that I knew he was lying. And I do know.
You know, it's funny trying to picture Mike sending those angry texts with his gerbil thing on his lap. Or something. Just
like a Bond
like
villain.
Around. Like he's petting it slowly as he texts you.
And this is why I would be terrible in any interrogation scenario. I clam up. I shut down.
Let's get to our ethical question of today, which involves twofold here, which is let me throw the scenario at you first, and then we'll talk about Deepu's Twitch. The scenario is this: I go to a convenience store near me. I won't say the brand, but they do a lot wrong.
7-Eleven.
No, it's no. It's not a brand wide thing. It's just okay. Let's just say all of them. Who's got the most? Florida has more of those than us. And Joey lived in Florida, so
I live in Florida.
You still live in Florida? You guys have more brands of convenience stores than we have. So I have a
Wawa opening up next to me. I'm very excited.
A Wawa opening up is like an insane thing to me. It's like someone opening up a Blockbuster. There are so many, and so many of them are decrepit that the idea of making a new one is insane to me.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is around here you just see Big K's and 7-Elevens. So this is the first one I'm actually going to go inside.
We don't have Big K's. Big K's stop at like Virginia.
Our Big K is like the center, our Crackhaven center of crackheads.
I don't want to insult this convenience store. It is still a good place to get crack. So...
Yeah, it's the best crack, though. I mean,
here's the thing.
Looking for good crack, that's what it got.
I go to checkout, and at this convenience store, they have a self-checkout at some of the types of brands. I'm sort of making an amalgam of several convenience stores near me for this example. And when you go to checkout, which is nice, the thing says, because there's a big Spanish population in our town, the thing says, select your language, please, which ATMs and lots of things do. And I went up to someone and said, why does the machine ask you to choose your language in English if the default is English? Surely, if I'm speaking English, I'm going to hear that and say, no, I'd like the same language. As opposed to someone speaking Spanish or Chinese, which are common for, you know, changing languages, why wouldn't you say it in those languages? The person said, huh, I don't know. So my question to debate today...
This Wawa employee didn't have a good philosophical
answer for you. Here's my question. And this is where we're going to get into a real debate here. Should we at all, while people are working, try to present logic, nay, even... complain, nay, even really talk to employees who have to work checkout jobs. So I'll take it to whoever wants to speak first.
I got so distracted by you saying nay two times.
Yeah, I got distracted. I didn't even hear
it.
Okay,
I'll do a different bit to distract you again. Deepu said shamanic instead of shamanic the other day, Joey. So now all I do is I'm a wife from like the Midwest who just she's I'm a very shamanic person, you know. I like
just a little shamanic today.
On Valentine's Day we do, it's so shamanic. He covers the place in crystals.
What does that even mean?
And I don't know.
Shamanic. I've never
with
said
the water.
That.
It's so
it's
good.
So
for you.
Shamanic. It's no. We went on you're to doing. The you're doing. You're doing Long Island. It's from the Midwest. It's Bob. He seems like a tough guy, but when it's Valentine's Day or my anniversary, he is the most shamanic man I've ever met, and he'll hold me in his arms and say, your spirit animal is an eagle, and it shall defeat any crows who feast upon your soul. He's so shamanic. He bought me a diamond brooch covered in dead birds. So shamanic. Okay, so here's my question. Given my response to this person of, you know, I gave him this clear logic. Fuck? And someone would, someone obviously working at any other store would say, oh my gosh, so embarrassing. I got to try and fix that.
Absolutely not.
I think that, I'm not saying at a big store. It's not something, okay, because you speak English, you privileged shit.
I think other races, they see the word language kind of vaguely, and they're like, oh yeah, that's the word that asks me.
It's like hello.
Everybody knows
you know
hello
what,
in
you
English.
You know what? There's a difference here, Joey. I know how bad he is in Spanish.
Okay.
Do you think you would know? What's the word for language in Spanish, Deepa? Yeah,
Escobar?
Go fuck. Yeah,
Escobar?
No, go fuck yourself. You have no
I'm
idea.
I'm going to say Espanol.
No.
That's how terrible I am.
No. Lengua.
I bet if I saw it, I could point it out.
Lengua.
Tested me with
lengua. Lengua. You
oh,
could.
Oh, shoot.
I see the
L-A-N-G. You got it.
It's not L. It's L-E. It's
Chinese
L-E.
Chinese is different, though. Those poor Chinese, they'd see language.
Exactly. Exactly.
Damn, man. Yeah,
exactly.
Right,
so my question is,
you should give them a little more credit. They're pretty good at fucking.
Oh, I give everyone credit except you
math.
For being smart, Deepu. Jesus.
I see Asians on the train all the time, and they have nothing but English signs to work off of.
Excuse me. I did not say. Okay, this is not what we're language. Debating. This is not what we're debating, Deepu.
The Chinese are fine.
Deepu, this is not what we're debating.
The Chinese, Mike? What's
Stop worrying about
the Chinese,
Mike. Let's get to a fucking point.
I'm so annoyed. I'm cutting out all of this. The point here, Deepu, is there any reason? By the way, I'm giving the Chinese and the Spanish every single Chinese and Spanish person gets more credit on being smart than you, Deepu. That's the point I'm making. Your dumbass doesn't know the word for language in Spanish. So all I'm saying is, should we at all, and I know this sounds harsh at first, that's why I want to debate it, should we at all address people working at convenience stores, checkout people? Should we make it an across-the-board thing to just say, it seems crude, but when they're in this position, they don't have the time to think. So, Deepu, Joey has an immediate reaction. No, we shouldn't. Let's go to Joey first.
Do you want to treat these people as humans, I think is what you're saying, and as rather than a representative, kind of like if they could create a robot, this is how they would create a robot, minimum wage pay. I think that's very similar. So, no, I mean, it's not even... Do they care at the end of the day? Okay, you do find some people that do care. But majority is you feel like an idiot because, God dare, you ask somebody a question and them not give you a valid response.
Hold on, we have to pause for a second. My computer is putting out an error message. Give me a second.
I'm
yeah,
listening.
Is that a goat?
I'm hearing a goat. Bah!
Okay, well, Mike's over by the farm yelling at me. That's the power of the internet. You know, you could be milking your goats and yell at some Indian kid two states over.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I heard him, while we were taking a break, I heard him peeing in the background. So there's a lot going on in his place. I think it's just a free-roaming animal center. He has that gerbil thing. It's bad news. There's diseases there. It's unsafe.
I'll never go there.
Famously After Effects, a goat error noise. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it's when it fucks something up. All right. Great point, Joey. Deepu, let's counter with you.
What do I think
Joey
of
says,
the checkout
Joey says
people?
Essentially.
Well, I'm confused about one thing. Is this about addressing the checkout people at all or about this particular scenario with the ATM?
I would eliminate no at all. We're talking about at all. I don't want to give you any.
Just
ideas.
Address them as I a like hu- or just address them as what they if they could literally be a self checkout machine and treat them the same as that machine.
Yes. Deepu, thoughts? Gotcha.
You know, at my CVS, there's only one employee in the whole store, and there's like five checkout. This one employee's there just to make sure that self checkout is going smoothly. So. I would say that I don't even need her bullshit. Let's just fire her and let's get rid of the human process completely.
I agree with that. I think that Japan has a big element of they still have I forget the name of it, but like, you know, vending machine-esque sort of interactions all over the place and eliminating humans. But that's not what we're talking about. The people work there. I'm not saying to fire them. I'm saying they work there, but I honestly think that in a lot of cases, they don't have – this is me being sympathetic. I'll say the sympathetic version first so people don't think we're monsters. I don't think they have the time or energy to find the person who will fix that. And B, I think that the companies treat these people in a way where they won't listen to them. If an employee were to say, hey, why does it – it should ask in Spanish if you speak Spanish. Why does it ask in English if you speak Spanish? Doesn't make any sense, okay? I don't think they would listen to an employee. I don't even think they would listen to a manager. So I think but on the crude side of it, on the really crude side, they're not going to fucking do anything. I know people in the service industry who say, I've never reported a complaint to anyone because why? Why would I? What is the purpose there? What can that help? There's too much confusion. So what I'm saying, Deepu, for you to address is, should we at all speak to them? Is there a thing where should we even – these things where we waste calories saying, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm. I think it's not that expensive calorically just to fucking smile at someone over time. It's like reading those comments of your friends' relatives on Facebook.
Over time. I think, you know what? They make them do the reverse. There's lots of comments that they definitely don't need to say. You know that they are made to say.
Like what?
Do you want to join a rewards program?
Like that. Oh, I thought you were going to say, how was your day? I was like, I can answer that too, probably.
I think that we could. Do you want to join? Would you like to be a member of our... No!
I
don't even want a receipt.
As Patrice O'Neill said, there is no need for paper exchange for this.
Here's what will never happen. A person asking the cashier if there's a rewards program that he or she could sign up for.
Saying. The fucking people that want to join rewards programs, they'll find out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, scam me. Here's what I'm saying. If it's here's a scam. Joey, try to buy something from me. Like an Apple.
Hi, I'd like to get a pack of Marlboro Lights, please.
Great. You can have these Marlboro Lights for the money that I'm charging you. Or... you could pay less.
No, I just really just want my cigarettes.
About it. For nothing, I could give it to you for less.
All right. Yeah, I'm down.
Great. And don't
like that.
You're scam. That's a scam artist.
No, it's a new proposition. It's a new deal.
Well, yeah. I mean, is it going to be a positive exchange for the consumer? Yes, I'm interested, maybe. But usually, is it? No, it never really turns out that way. It's like fill out this survey, and you could win $500. No, never really ends up happening.
I mean,
coupons.
I had to explain to Deepu that like all. Not lotteries, but like raffles. All raffles are rigged. Deepu didn't understand that. I was like, obviously, if you could cheat at the lottery, you would. So if it's a raffle where you have complete control over it, like obviously everyone always gives those to their friends.
Yeah, like, just let your mom win.
Yeah, that's always what that is. It's
Have
it's
you never
crazy.
Won a lottery? Have you never won a raffle?
Have I never won the lottery?
Have you never won a raffle?
I have won one genuine raffle. Every other raffle I know, I've known it to be fixed.
So in this one raffle you won, did you win it fairly, or did you have an inside guy? How'd you win it?
Fair? It was at random.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, I believe it is true. Some can truly be at random.
But for the majority, it's mostly just give it to your friend.
Yeah, it'd be a no-brainer, depending on said raffle, I guess.
So is it a positive interaction? Who cares? Because if you're gonna say to me, I have to say some of this stuff because my boss tells it to me, you're acknowledging that you're willing to sort of be robotic. Because otherwise, I'm gonna come in there and go, listen, I come in every fucking day of the week and you ask me to join, and if you say it to me again, I'm gonna flip out. And they're gonna go, well, it's store policy, and so we have to say it. That person isn't gonna be a normal person and recognize me the next day and go, you know, I'm not gonna say it to you. I have to say it, but I'm not gonna say it. They're gonna ask again. And I could go in
just because it entertains them.
I could go in every day of the week and say, if you say it again, I'll piss on the floor. And they'll say it again.
And they'll say, I'm calling the police, sir. Get out of this.
Get out of this.
I know what you're saying, though. I know what you're saying. Like, they'll just continue. But I think there's a more human side to them. Like, if you give them a little bit too much, you notice when you're giving them But that's a whole different story. We're talking about just going and wanting to buy your stuff. And is that what we're saying here?
I'm saying if you're willing to give them leeway on either side, if you're willing to say that all the leeway you're saying to me, Joey, is yes, let them be robotic. Don't mind it. If yeah. that's all the leeway we're giving them, then I have full rate. Then I'm not going to yell at a machine. I'm not psycho. I don't yell yeah. at my computer. I don't yell at an ATM when it doesn't work. It's a machine. So I don't think that, like we shouldn't be treating them when they're in that job. This is the thing that I think is the ethical debate, which is the sick part of it, is should we, when they're working there, if they're being forced to act robotic, should we treat them like robots?
My thing going into a store, I will not treat, because I work in like the restaurant industry, so I deal with weird people all the time. So you get a little sympathetic, but if I could tell right away on this person's face if they like, you know, if it's even worth talking to them or not. And usually I don't even care to talk to them, but you could tell like if they just have this face like, ugh, this guy just coming up to get another thing. How can I freaking help this guy? I won't say anything, but if it's like it's looking like they're trying, I'd be like, ah, look at them, they're trying. But do I care if they were a computer or not? No. I mean, their life could be less, or, you know, I could not care any more about their life.
Here's what I'll say for the restaurant industry. It has taken a version of hospitality, which I think sometimes tricks people, where they have learned to you know, like geishas or other professions that feign interactions, they've learned to say things in a way that makes it feel human. What I'm yeah. saying is you're not expected to fucking do that at all when you work as a checkout person. I've made friendships with my checkout people at certain places, usually not big chains, but usually they just say the fucking thing they're supposed to say, and it's bizarre. Like, Deepu, ask me if I want to, like, I'm going to start checking out. You tell me the price, and then ask me, like, if I want to join a checkout program. And here's how I would treat it if we started treating people like they were machines.
All right, your subtotal is $10.50. Do you want to sign up for a rewards program?
It always gives this fucking error message. And then I hand my credit card. I don't even say anything about the total.
You press no, probably.
I would press no on, like, their left cheek, yeah.
Just touch their face.
Press no.
Like, that's – that. Honestly, if you're going to ask it every single time and not care what I say and not give me a way to opt out permanently, fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I would maybe – this is where it's upon the cashier to maybe get creative, be like, I know – and this could help the company. I know you're probably not interested, but if you were, we have this rewards program that you would like to join.
Let me say, I knew someone would say that. That's weirder, because I know they don't get any, they don't get A, before we start anything, they are expected to do this crazy job, which should be done by a robot. And they're only yeah. there in case they solve problems. They shouldn't be expected to be creative. But B, I've had people where they kind of push it on me, and I'm like, you don't get a cut. Like, what yeah. are you doing? Like, yeah. that's fucking weird. Like,
but, okay, but is it not enjoyable? Like, let's say you're going up to the self-checkout, and all of a sudden the machine has a little personality, a cute little face pops up. Like, hey, I know you don't want to do this, but consider joining our rewards program. You'd be like, wow, that's neat. Let me try and join them.
I'll say yes. For most people, maybe. The shocking amount of times that I go shopping in a complete rage are very high. So I am often extremely angry when trying to get like ink for my printer or something like that. So but I do like computers that have little personalities. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Because, well, that's like kind of the cashier. So if they have a little personality, you're like, oh, hey. And I'm talking maybe just to be a cashier living through that experience.
All I'm saying is, as a cashier, it would be much more relaxing. You wouldn't have to put on a smile or a face yeah. or anything. You could just do it and whatever, and who
cares? That
would
be awkward.
It
wouldn't
be awkward
better?
Because
be
I also wouldn't
awkward.
Expect a human interaction. And then,
that would
but
be
also,
uncomfortable.
If a computer goes to me, Joey, like, oh, hello, I see you're very happy today. I would be
I would
like,
crack up.
I'd go to my friends, hey, funny. Look at what this stupid fucking thing, look at what it does. And I'd point and laugh at it, as opposed to a human, which I wouldn't do that to.
Okay, if a human started doing that and they kept doing it and didn't break character.
Here, you know what? Go ahead, Joey. You be the cashier and you sort of ask okay. me some questions, and Deepu, okay. you be shopping with me. So I'm trying to okay. buy I'm trying to buy an iPhone charger. I hand it to you.
I'm the cashier?
Yeah, you're the cashier.
Let's get some pretzel stacks.
Hold on.
Are you guys approaching me?
Or? I don't know what Deep is doing. He's decided to add a character.
I'm the annoying friend.
You're not.
Crystal
okay.
Six. I like it.
So we're talking, and Deepu. So we're approaching. Yes, I'm gonna go buy this iPhone charger. Deepu, do you want anything?
My nipples are so hot.
Okay, great. And I hand it to the cashier.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Nipples are so hot.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys are all over the place with this bit. No, the point is that Deepu, shut up. The point is for the cashier to have his way of getting us into rewards programs or something like that. He has a quirky sort of robot-esque style, like quirky personality.
Gotcha.
Okay, so I hand him the iPhone charger.
Hey guys, funny seeing you here. Walmart, am I right? Or Walgreens, am I right? So You guys want to pay for that full price today?
Deepu, look, this fucking machine is saying this person is telling me stuff.
That's
this
like person is aggressive.
Saying, this person is saying stuff that this person is saying stuff that I don't really have to listen to. It's crazy.
Wait, hold on, before I scan this, there's like the next time you come in, you could possibly save money on products you don't want.
Isn't this hilarious, Deepu? This thing is just saying stuff that makes it has nothing to do with what's going on. Isn't this funny?
Just hear me out here for a second. If you do consider this, the next time you come
he's
in...
He's not even responding to the fact that I'm making fun of him to his face. This is crazy.
That's right. It is as good as it sounds. I promise you, the next time it'll be even better because you know you'll be saving money.
If they're okay with that, Joey, if they would be okay with like me making fun of them to their face, fine.
Just picturing a third guy watching all this and you're just a man dominating a robot.
Well, yeah, he's not a robot. He's a human in this case.
At the end of the day, but I'm trying to maintain my humanistic integrity because, you know, being that cashier, you can be treated as a robot. So you want to try and, you know, flash it up a little bit. Those are the people that try.
Here's the thing. I think the people and that I know and the checkout jobs, I said I've been at delivery. I've never done actual checkout. But the people I know with, like, checkout jobs that they like, it's a clerk situation where they fucking ignore the customer. And the reason they like it is because someone else works on their shift and they talk to them. So if they could talk and do their own thing and ignore me, I would bet they would like it. Because the interaction would go both ways. They don't have to treat me as human. And I don't have to say, what are you guys talking about, Zelda? Yeah, I like that game. I like that game, too. Like, can I get in on this? I'm just buying a Snickers. Can I get in on it? I want in on it. We would both be robots.
I get exactly what you're saying. Okay, so, like, if you made it, because then they would enjoy their shitty pay and not have to put on that face.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. But there's customers that enjoy that do that. They want to get in on the Zelda conversation.
Yeah, fuck that. Deepu, do you know who those people are?
I do. They're the best.
They're old ladies. I saw an old lady today. As I was thinking of doing this episode, I saw an old lady today at a checkout thing, and there was an issue with her checkout thing, and she was still complaining about it. It only took 14 seconds to fix. After she left, was complaining about it as if she was still going through it outside the store. Like, I can't believe that it was that way. I can't. How could that?
That's all they have. That's all they have, though. That's what they go. They drive the seniors in because that's all they have is that little human experience. So, yes, that human experience is important, I guess, to old ladies. So I guess if you could cut it age-wise, let's say if you're 60 and up, you have to treat them as
please,
a person.
If you want me to be nice, you show me an ID.
It becomes a code red once an old person walks in the door. You have to stop talking about Zelda. You got to get on your game, and you got to put that computer face on because they like that. But if it's, let's say, 45, they could give a shit. They're worried about their divorce right now.
These people are getting minimum wage. The idea that we're telling them to make these fucking choices, that's all I'm saying. But this has been an interesting conversation. I think we've brought some sides to it. I think we found some future topics to talk about in terms of interaction. So I want to thank you, Joey, for being on, and thank you, Deepu, for contributing.
Why, thank you for having me.
All right, let's stop recording. I'm going to stop.
Stop.